File 2, Text 1A, The University of Cambridge. Where is the university? This is a question many visitors to Cambridge ask. As the university has no city campus, it is not possible to give them definite directions. The lecture theatres, libraries, laboratories, museums, and offices are located in separate colleges throughout the city. The university is made up of 31 self-governing colleges to which the students and academics are attached. The university in Cambridge is collegiate and not one single university like, for example, the University of Manchester or the University of Bristol. The University of Cambridge is the central administration that awards degrees to students. The colleges, in association with the subject departments, organise the teaching of students. Each college enrols students who usually live and study within their colleges. The teaching within the colleges is based on an individual or small group system, and at the University of Oxford these teaching sessions are called tutorials, and at Cambridge, supervisions. Each supervision requires students to prepare work in advance. The supervisions are generally more academically challenging than a lecture because the students are expected to orally communicate, raise issues, defend, analyse and criticise the ideas of others as well as their own in discussion with their supervisor and the other students attending the supervision. The tutorial system is one of the ways in which Oxford and Cambridge differ from most other English universities. Each student is allocated to a supervisor at Cambridge or a tutor at Oxford who plans the student's work, discusses academic progress and sets assignments to be undertaken. For example, the writing of an essay. The supervisor also suggests the books the students should read and make notes from. Each week, or more frequently, students attend their supervisions at which the supervisor discusses and criticises the work the students have completed. Lectures are also given to the students by the teaching staff of the department. People who are appointed as professors normally do not undertake much undergraduate teaching as they conduct research in their own specialist areas. Students at each college study a whole range of different subjects. So in one college there will be students studying law, geography, medicine and engineering, as well as all the other subjects offered by the university. Each student follows their own particular course of study, but the college system allows students studying different subjects to meet and mix with each other and to share ideas. The University of Cambridge has over 12,000 undergraduate students, about 49% of them women and approximately 15% from overseas. Over 6,000 postgraduates and nearly 4,000 academic staff. As well as teaching, research is of major importance to the university. Since the beginning of the 20th century, more than 90 university members have won Nobel Prizes.